On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU softball team is Allie Dulman, the junior out of Maplewood, Minnesota. And of course, Allie, I'm used to talking to you during the hockey season. First of all, as a two-sport athlete, how hard is it to balance hockey and softball?
It gets pretty hard sometimes, but, you know, the hockey girls support me with softball and the softball girls support me with hockey, and both coaches are very understanding. So I think I'm starting to catch on to the day-by-day routine of what I'm supposed to be and where I'm supposed to be.
So you've been playing now 3 years of hockey. How many years have you been doing softball with BSU?
This is my first year doing softball with BSU. I actually hadn't played in a softball game for 3.5 years, I want to say, until my first game this year.
Wow, so it's been since high school. And what made you decide to do softball?
You know, the opportunity presented itself, and Coach Sertich was like, you're a great student, you might as well just try it. And I tried it, and it worked, and it stuck.
So you also play alongside a fellow hockey player, Molly Arola. What's that been like?
It's been great having someone that knows what I'm going through on both ends of the spectrum. And coming into a new team, it was a little scary, and Molly was there to help me transition, so that was nice.
Hockey season ended. I know immediately you were starting softball season. You're now training in hockey, so you're still doing pretty much two sports right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. And hockey is about 5 or 6 days a week, so it's not that hard, but I work my schedule around the softball schedule now because that's in full swing, and both teams have been very understanding, and the girls are so supportive.
So where does school fit into all this?
You know, I have afternoon classes, so that kind of helps because I practice softball at night and hockey in the morning. And school is the most important thing. It's why I'm here, to get an education. So I try to make that my number one priority.
3 years into BSU, obviously now a two-sport athlete. You're going to continue playing hockey and softball? Obviously hockey, but softball maybe next year?
Yeah, it's a possibility. We'll see where my life takes me and where school takes me as well.
Looking back on this last weekend, obviously with the weather being kind of crazy up here in northern Minnesota, you guys haven't had any home games. You've been on the road an awful lot. You played Wayne State and Augustana. The first two games against Wayne State looked like they went pretty good. Unfortunately, you lost both of those, 3-2 and 2-0. The first game, a 3-2 loss in 9 innings. You said you pitched in that game. Walk us through how that game went.
The game went pretty good. You know, we were playing really well defensively, but our problem right now is offensively we need to produce the hits, and it was good to get 2 runs, but against the teams in our conference, they're good hitters too, and we're not going to be able to keep them under 0 runs, so we have to start producing more runs in order to win our games.
Back in your spring break trip in Florida, you guys had no problem hitting the ball. A couple of games, 21-0, 22-0 win. What was that like playing in those games and just being able to win games like that?
You know, it's fun, and I think it got us on track for our season and coming back to play in our conference. I know we have a pretty tough conference, so that's probably why we're struggling, but hopefully the girls, we as a team, remember what it's like to win those games and score runs, and those are the fun games to win, so hopefully we can get back on track to that.
How much fun is it to go to Florida with a team and all that bonding and just being able to get somewhere warm, especially with all the weather we've had?
Man, it was awesome. I mean, for hockey, we always go cold places and stay in the north, so going down south was great, get a little tan on, and a bunch of us got to go parasailing, so that was pretty cool, and it was good to get to know the girls because I hadn't really spent any time with them yet because of hockey.
You're used to how Coach Sertich runs things. How does Coach Sapinski run things for softball?
You know, Coach Sertich is very structured, and so is Coach Sapinski, but it's definitely two different ends of the spectrum. Hockey is more of weekend traveling, where softball is more of weekday traveling, so that's a lot more classes missed. But just both programs are great, and I love being coached by both of them. They're both great coaches.
You guys are already headed to Minnesota Duluth on Wednesday. Will you get a chance to play those games? Obviously, there's some weather moving in. I don't know if it's going to hit us this far north, but are you guys kind of sitting and waiting?
They switched our games. We're actually playing Thursday in the cities in West St. Paul, and we'll play Duluth in a dome. And then I don't know about the Sioux Falls games yet because it's snowing there too. So we might, I don't know, it's kind of up in the air for that too.
Sure feels like hockey season still, doesn't it?
Yeah, when we got back the other night, I was like, I have to scrape off my car. This isn't hockey. So it's a little different, but
season's kind of winding down. You guys only have a couple more weeks. It looks like the regular season ends on April 24th. What do you hope to accomplish as a team?
I think we just hope to get a couple more wins under our belt, and we want to move up in the conference, obviously, and just we're working individually on producing more offense and eliminating the errors on defense, and hopefully that will help us win some more games.
Good luck the rest of the way, Allie. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Cal.
For more information about the BSU softball team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.